What?
Okay.
It's been a hot second.
Okay, it's only been 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's yeah.
And this has basically become our new recording schedule.
Woo!
We apologize.
Yeah.
Sorry, we all have lives that we live. So turns out you actually have to, like, socialize with people outside of the two people that you come and record a podcast with.
Yes.
What?
So
you guys socialize?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
I learned that was, like, a requirement for society. Mm. Like, society expects that you socialize to other people. Funny.
So, welcome to the Tangent Management, where a couple guys sit around, try to stay on track, but fail to do so because we can't even stay on a schedule.
Embrace the tangents.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
So, we are going to talk about something that could be touchy.
Kind of a sensitive subject.
Very controversial.
Depends upon who you are.
Yeah.
Let's.
But the thing is we have our views, but the thing is we're not going to try to sway.
We're not necessarily hot-headed people who will explode.
Yeah.
I think the three of us are rather stoic when it comes to most emotional topics, or at least emotionally charged.
I mean, I know some people who will quite literally let steam blow out of their ears.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about
some of these subjects. Oh, I've seen that before, actually. That's crazy. People get so upset about some of the stupidest things sometimes. And I mean, this isn't a stupid subject. I think this is a really important subject.
The reason why people are angry about it is because of how, like, it affects life. It affects how society works.
Well, okay. So, kind of a quick story. I'm going to college right now. And in one of the food commons places, cafeteria, whatever it was, okay, there's like a restaurant on campus. This was in that restaurant. There were two people who decided to go at it with each other and started. Things began calmly. They were just discussing like two normal people.
were.
About 5 minutes into the conversation, one of them raises their voice. The other follows suit. 2 minutes later, they're both yelling at each other at the top of their lungs.
Mm-hmm.
While everyone else is just trying to eat their meal. This goes on for about half an hour.
Brilliant.
Before one of them stormed off. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised that neither of them ended up with, you know, fist marks in their faces.
Yeah.
Because they looked about ready to
start
punching.
Wouldn't be surprised.
So a bunch of foreshadowing to what we're planning on talking about.
I don't think it's going
to
come to that.
It's not going to get that
bad. No, it shouldn't. So the topic we're going to talk about, and most likely we're going to drift somewhere else, is
gender.
And not it. Jaden.
Well, basically before this recording session started, we were talking a little bit about our classes, and Dean was talking a bit, and I brought up my my gender studies class, which I had dropped because obvious reasons. But I mean, I had a lot of things going on, but well, anyway, so basically,
I called him weak for only taking 12 credits.
Yes. Yes, that's what happened. So basically, I have a job. I have a salary job, so I have a lot of my time taken up, and I only can take so many classes. So I tried getting all my classes on Tuesdays, Thursdays. And that worked very well, except for one class, which was a gender studies class, which took place from 3 to 4:30. And that was literally the only class that was available in that time slot. Mm-hmm. So I went to that class for three class sessions. I don't know what you want to call them. And Jesus Christ, I don't know why I even bothered. it wasn't bad. Like it was just like the people. Yeah. So basically, yeah, this class was hell. I dropped it after three classes. I didn't want to deal with that anymore. But I thought it was very interesting how they thought about the world. I mean, I've read about the topic before. I read all sorts of politics, so I find it really all interesting. But I'd never really met people in person who actually believed these things. which is on one hand kind of surprising and on the other hand relieving. I hope I never meet another person like that again.
you will.
I will. But I mean, maybe not in my line of work, but we'll see.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, this class was blaming all of society's ills on straight, white, Christian males. And it really seemed oversimplified to me. So I brought it up that they were really overgeneralizing, and I was mocked by the entire class, which, mind you, was almost all women. There were maybe four guys in it.
How many people were in there?
It was 38 class.
Jeez.
So it was a huge class, mostly women, and a lot of things that I'm not going to even try explaining, but yikes.
Oh, boy.
Mind you, I haven't met more than half this class. None of them were in any of my other classes, but yeah. Anyway, it was kind of strange. Yeah, so I was mocked, probably for being a straight white Christian male, which they were all saying caused all society's ills.
Mm-hmm.
Now that kind of frustrates me.
Wait, isn't that the same as Hitler saying Jews are all of society's ills?
Yeah. That's what you'd think.
Just pointing that out. Not, yes. not saying it's the same, just something seems oddly familiar here.
Big think there.
Hmm.
But yes. It was super overgeneralizing, and it, I don't know. I find it kind of hypocritical because of how much they said they were about tolerance and about, what were the other words they were using? Acceptance. I don't know. And then they turn around and blame a group, a very large group, for everything that's ever happened in the world. It's a very limited mindset.
It's called effectively selective appreciation or a selective affection.
Yeah.
Where it's like, we accept everything but these handful of people because they're the reasons why we have so much oppression. And it's like, okay, but the thing is in throughout the world, there's at least one time when one group was the top dog.
Yeah, almost every culture in the world at some point was the dominant one, and mm-hmm. they were destroying every other culture. It's only recent, like within the last 500 years or so, that Europe was dominant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I don't know, it's just really frustrating. But what we were getting back to was gender and identity, and
mm-hmm.
I don't know, you brought up some things and I can't remember what it was right now.
So what it was is
I don't remember what I brought up.
Yeah. For the longest time, my view on it, as soon as I learned about a study, was I can accept gay, lesbian, and transgender as actual genders. My other
those aren't genders. Those are gay, lesbian, bi, those are sexualities. Transgender is transitioning from one gender to the other.
Well, the thing is people use gender and sex as synonymous with each other because it effectively is in the English dictionary. So,
yeah,
and that's right where most of the controversy I see comes up because they can't figure out this is gender, this is not, because some people go in like, you don't look like a girl, you look like a straight man. You can't be a girl. And it's like, well, I sexually identify as that. It's like, that's not my issue. No, that is exactly the issue. And it's like, those are the main struggle points mm-hmm. where I see it.
You know what's actually kind of funny? And this just reminded me of that. But male to female transgenders are overwhelmingly lesbian. So they like women.
Mm-hmm.
Which I find is rather interesting.
Well, I could see why, because usually when it comes to like chromosomes and like hormones, we all have estrogen, right? But what it is men have way less of it.
Mm-hmm.
And some people will probably get more estrogen when they're getting developed and they feel more closely towards the women's side.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably why it's like that, because we have testosterone, but it doesn't really affect us to that level, if I'm not wrong.
Well, it's the opposite way. We, by having more testosterone, our muscles get bigger, our frame is also a bit bigger, gets bulkier, and it's more regenerative when doing physical activity, and more aggressive.
Yeah.
So I would say that testosterone is probably more effective or affects a person more than estrogen. Mm-hmm. But that is a different argument. I'm not well-versed on that. I just wanted to bring that up. Yeah. That, yeah, we were affected by hormones just as much, if not more. But anyway.
But effectively what it is the study that I heard of was there was tests on brains, like people's brains that felt that they were transgender or they were like transitioned into a different
gender form. They identified as a different gender than they were born as.
And they looked at their brains and like did like scans of it and looked at a female's and a male's brain. And when someone said was transitioned into a female, some of them noticed that some of those brains work more closely aligned towards a female brain than a male's. And what it is effectively, that's the reason why I think transgender could be a gender by itself, because what it is you can have like transgender male where you're female body, but you have the male brain and transgender female, which is vice versa.
Right.
And then gay and lesbian was, I think, what was the reason why I said that? I think it was where it's basically... I think it's the same idea, but you don't have the implication of wanting to change your gender.
It's, women who are lesbian tend to have more testosterone. Men that are gay tend to have more estrogen. But what causes gender dysphoria, which is what is the root of transgenderism, what makes people want to become the opposite gender, I can't remember the term for it, but yes, it does have to do with something in the brain. It's hardwired like the opposite gender would be, but the body is still responding as though it is of the biological gender that the chromosomes had chosen. It's just the brain had developed in a fashion that is more closely aligned with the opposite, and. That's why it's not so much a problem, but it's overlooked because there are several ways you can look at the concept of gender. In like before this became mainstream, gender was considered male and female. That was it.
Yeah,
and then. Sometime in the mid-2010s, it became socially acceptable, if not socially virtuous, to be gay, lesbian, bi, or transgender, or anything else. And it's hard to say exactly when it started, but because social movements like this don't come out of a void.
Right. It started sometime pre-2010, because I think it was, 2013 is when Obama repealed the...
2015.
Was it 2015?
Or for what?
When he repealed the gay marriage ban.
Oh, well, it wasn't him. That was the Supreme Court, and that was in 2015.
Okay, yeah.
But yes, I would say that gave it a lot of steam, but there was, of course, the movement prior to that, of course, led to it. But now, of course, it's a lot more mainstream today than it was 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Because, of course, people are still finding tweets of celebrities who had anti-gay tweets from just only 10 years ago.
Right.
So it isn't like it came out of nowhere, but it is rather new comparatively. But anyway, this concept is, it's one or the other. It's a binary. Then there's a rather recent concept, and it's only become mainstream, not so much mainstream, I guess, but more
known, more prominent.
More prominent as an accepted theory within the last 5 years or so. And that's that there are more than two genders. And it's the concept that you can identify as whatever you want, right? Which on one hand makes sense. But at the same time, why did they latch onto gender, of all things?
I truly think it's because of the English dictionary, like the English vocabulary, that became such an issue. If it was not synonymous with gender and sex, because...
Well, that's the thing. I think it's the other way around. They see it the other way around, at least. Biological sex is biological male and female. You can't change that, but you can change your gender identity.
Okay. I'm fine with either way. If the most people say that's sex and then this is gender, as long as we have a clear line.
I agree. I absolutely agree. There needs to be a clear line, but it doesn't feel very clear.
Because I'm thinking of like anatomy as one and then preference as the other. Because people that are sexually attracted to literally anything, I can understand that. Because people can be sexually attracted to a pineapple. And be like, wow.
Well, okay, like that lady from episode one who married a carnival Ferris wheel.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes, anyone remember that Florida lady?
Oh, well,
I forgot the name of the Ferris wheel she gave it.
It was like Bert or John or...
But it's stuff like that.
Overly white.
But it's just... back, like, it was only like the last year or so, someone in Japan married a... virtual waifu, like an anime character that was on a hologram.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like, especially over in Japan, this is far more prominent or accepted than I feel in the U.S. with people. You know.
No, it's kind of hard to say honestly because Japan's culture is so different from the United States.
Yes.
I don't think they really have as much. Concern, so to speak, about
or like
the topics,
hardwired ideas, or like
right,
because like usually someone in your family will go ahead and be like, "This is the way I feel. This is how things are going to be done," and then you, as the child, will go ahead and more or less inherit your parents' ideals and ideas,
right?
Well, and their feelings towards certain topics and subjects,
right? Well, that's the same for every human being,
right?
On the planet, your values are inherited.
Yes,
so.
But then if your parents don't, you know, this is how this is going to be done. This is my ideas, and these are going to be now your ideas. If they don't express their ideas and their topics and their personal feelings towards things as much, the child will go ahead and develop their own feelings, and that leads to, you know,
a new line of inheritance.
Yeah.
So to speak. right. But again,
so like there's your difference between Japan and the US. I'm guessing that they don't publicly express their
Japan, their feelings. A lot
words.
Of yes, a lot of cultural differences between the United States and other countries can be explained primarily with the concept of individualism versus collectivism. So the United States is a very, very individualistic society.
Yes,
we believe that for the most part, you can express yourself the way you want. You can do whatever you want with your life as you see fit. And that isn't a bad concept. But it requires that the culture also accept that people are going to fail if they're like that. And that not everything is going to be acceptable because you are going to fail at a high rate if you do something that isn't right. Or that is...
effectively, individualism only works if it's like a single person ruling themselves, like a hermit.
Yeah,
right.
Because if you're trying to make a society with individualism, you're basically making a double negative there.
Well, we try to because, like, look at the number of freedoms and stuff that we try and cake into the Constitution to go ahead and give people as much freedom to express themselves as they see fit.
It should have been self-evident in the Constitution, but it needed to be very clearly written that the government was not allowed to infringe upon things, or that it would, and it is in a lot ways. But that's an argument for another day. But
yeah, back to this.
back to what I was referring to.
We've come up with some more future episodes.
Oh yes, constitutional law. That'll be a fun episode. So when it comes to individualistic cultures, people act in very strange ways a lot of times. And there's a lot of good things that come with individualistic countries. A lot of innovation is done by a lot of people. Mm-hmm. In the United States, we have the most billionaires. We have the most inventors, arguably because a lot of people want to come to the United States because they're smart and they have the money. But when it comes to collectivist cultures, they have a very rigid social structure. You can't act in a way that isn't socially acceptable, or you're ostracized. Mm-hmm. So that is one of the major differences between the United States and Japan. If you act in an outwardly strange way, you're going to be ostracized. You're going to be bullied.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it has such a rigid, or rather, because of this rigid social structure, a lot of people can't do what they want a lot of times. But that's just how it is for them. I forgot what I was going to say now.
As a whole, they benefit because there's not as much infighting.
Right. Yes, I would say that Japan does benefit from that because they don't worry about super individualistic concepts, and they don't bring up a lot of silly things in the public eye. They keep their problems to themselves for the most part, because they don't want to be seen as lesser or be punished for having wrong beliefs.
But honestly, it's just pick your poison at that point, because with individualism, yeah, you're going to be allowed to do whatever you want, but then you have to argue with a bunch of random stuff that people have in their head.
Right.
But then with a collective group, you're going to be not having to deal with those issues, but instead you're going to have to deal with oppression if the people that govern the society are starting to clasp their iron hand.
Well, I don't think Japan is a very totalitarian
government. Yeah, I'm just saying in general, if that's the case, where it's like if people have the collective view, like we have to be like this, not you be like you want and you can be the other.
Right.
It's we do this as a team, and if the people that govern that decide you're going to do this exactly like this so we can prosper, that becomes militarism, it becomes extreme to that degree, and they have to deal with that issue.
Right. Well, it's more cultural than it is governmental. And do you want
to
say something?
I was just going to say, when a group of people become like one collective, everyone kind of agrees on a given mindset that they're mm-hmm. going to follow and such, you kind of become lemmings. And lemmings aren't always the best thing to become, because the group will blindly follow whatever the collective idea of the group is.
Right.
And while it clearly works out for Japan, as for the most part, things could go terribly wrong in a similar situation.
Right. I mean, we did see this 100 years ago, actually, when the military in Japan took over for the entire government
mm-hmm.
and basically conquered almost the entire East or Western Pacific. But that, of course, is a bit different. Again, it's a very different situation when it comes to culture versus government.
Right.
So.
But just not saying that it's wrong, but when you blindly follow
mm-hmm.
a collective idea, you.
Right, right.
You won't necessarily know where it's taking you until you've reached the end result.
Right.
Whether that end result is positive or negative
can
be determined, but it's not always in the best interest to blindly follow. So Not saying that individualism is the best either, because to go ahead and individually express yourself as you see fit can also have its own pitfalls, but got to find the best of both worlds.
Right.
All right. So to cap off that section of it, I have one hot take, a single hot take about gender. Gender fluid is a bullshit excuse to be whatever you want. That is my hot take.
I would have to agree with that. It's
because that, you can't just be like, I'm attracted to girls at this point, but then when they start to die, you can't be, oh, I'm actually into guys.
Well, that's a bit different than gender fluid. Gender fluid is a belief that you can flip between male or female or neither gender
or
at all. Or both.
Or any, both or anything or an object or
any of the list of Reddit genders.
That effectively it's like you have to pick world. One. You can't just go into the grocery store and just wing your hand through the aisle. You can't just do that.
No, it's good morning world. What do I feel like today? Attack helicopter.
Attack helicopter.
Attack helicopter it is.
Yeah.
Oh, hi there. How's it going today?
We all have the same idea.
Goes to sleep, wakes up the next morning, spin the wheel. And what do we got today? A baby kitten.
A baby kitten.
Okay. Hi, how's it going today?
Mew.
Wait, didn't you tell me a story about someone in one of your classes that was sitting, or a friend of yours had a student in a class that identified as a cat?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. So
I don't know if this story was told yet or before.
I am in all cases except physical, a dog.
And that's how a lot of these people think. I've actually interacted, not in person, but online, with a person who believed they were dragonkin.
Dragonkin?
Like, they were a dragon.
Okay.
In a human body. I'm like, yikes. Okay. And we were talking about the topic, and he didn't seem like he was in the soundest of mind.
Like, okay, how is this any different than the flat world movement?
Right.
Or the anti-vaxxer movement? Like, okay, so just take a look. The Flat Earth Society clearly believes that the Earth is flat and that...
They say they do, at least.
They say they do, at least. Some people in that group do truly believe it.
I'm sure, yeah.
And they believe all the other planets are round. And that only the Earth is flat. The moon is round. The moon, however, has been observed to be round.
Oh, I've seen that tweet. It's just
yes.
Like,
well, then what about the moon? Is the moon flat? No. Unlike the Earth, the moon has been observed to be round.
Observed to be round. What
like,
the hell?
Oh, my God. No, the there was a flat Earth believer who recently died. The guy who decided to strap himself to a rocket and launch himself to go ahead and prove that the Earth was flat.
I saw that.
Or round. And he ended up dying upon reentry.
Yeah.
Yes. But then, like, also the anti-vaxxer movement. Believing that vaccines will go ahead and cause autism or cause cancer or cause terrible diseases.
Ain't that brilliant?
I know. I mean, 8 years of child support's better than 18.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh. I think they're a Plague Inc. buff.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's like a decay.
Plague Inc. I don't think you'll ever hear this, but go ahead and add that as like one of the buffs in the third category, anti-vaxxers.
Dude, that would be like that would have to be like a expansion for like a parasite. Oh, there's a parasite expansion where you just mind control them, so it's just like kill yourself
or make that make that one of their feature packs, just like the anti-vaxxer movement.
Oh my God,
you can effectively do that where it's just you just name it as such.
Anyway, but yeah, like you're absolutely right. It's a It has a lot to do with denying reality because you believe you're superior in some fashion because you have these beliefs. And I think that a lot of these genders or these identities are enabled by the mainstream because it's an overwhelming concept of you are who you believe you are. And if you say you believe you're whatever, people are going to support you and you're going to get a lot of love.
But the thing is the sad thing is we actually promoted that idea as kids because how many of your parents didn't say you can be anything you are if you put your mind to it?
You can grow up to be whatever you want.
I can grow up to be an attack helicopter?
Oh boy.
And then those are going to be like, sure, Jimmy. Yes, you can. It's like, and then he starts growing propellers on his head. It's just, watch mommy. Look at my tail router.
But you're absolutely right.
We promoted it, and then we realized, oh, they were serious.
They were serious. Oh,
they actually believed us?
Yeah. I'm going to be an astronaut. Sure, Billy.
Abort mission. Sure, Billy. Abort mission.
Abort. Is it too late to abort the 38 sex?
Abort the Earth.
Oh, my God. So, with that all said, let's get to the other half of the serious topic.
Oh, God. So, I would like to start with saying that our current laws make it so that if a pregnant woman is killed, it's a double murder.
Yes.
But that same woman can kill her child or kill her unborn child and it's okay.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of strange?
What it is effectively a mix of being between generations of laws. We have old laws for new school ideas. That's my thought on that. Mm-hmm.
I can see that. But it's just a very interesting
it's an argument that's really dumb.
Not really an argument. It's something that's not hypocritical, ironic maybe.
It is ironic. It's dramatic irony if I'm not wrong. It's
right. Yeah, I just wanted to point that out. I thought it was very interesting.
It is.
I didn't know that until now.
I
don't know a whole lot about U.S. law.
U.S. law. Well, I'm in politics, so I know a lot about this stuff.
Yeah.
But there was a video that was posted by The Onion, which is a satirical news site, that said basically Congress tries to pass a law, but they seem to have forgotten how. And it was a hilarious video.
And that wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're passing laws every day. It's just the only ones that get publicized in the media is the controversial ones.
Yep. Like when senators' terms are almost up, they will go ahead and try and push as many laws through as possible for some of the stupidest things.
Oh, yeah.
Like in Wisconsin law, it is illegal to walk through a doorway with a chicken on your head.
Are you serious?
Looks like I'm about to break the law.
It is illegal in the state of Wisconsin.
Is that why we don't have Chick-fil-A's?
To walk through a doorway with a chicken on your head.
I have a live chicken.
Want to go break a law?
Let's go break the law.
Let's go break laws.
Let's go break the law.
Yes, this is one of those laws that is legally on the books in the state of Wisconsin.
That's crazy.
It is a law you can be prosecuted for.
Why, though?
It exists.
Why?
But why does it exist? Why was it passed? What purpose does it serve to exist? I was informed of this law today in one of my gen ed classes.
Oh my God. Yeah, it has to be general education.
Yeah.
Oh, quick fact. You can't put a chicken on your head.
Yes. So I hope it's true because I didn't actually do any fact checking on it.
I found something that said it. I'm trying to find the... Okay, citizens may not enter Wisconsin with a chicken on their head. Okay, so it's a Minnesota law. Oh. They can't cross the border into Wisconsin while carrying a chicken above their head.
Oh, so it's going from Minnesota to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's so still
they had their facts wrong, but still.
That's crazy. Why?
Why does this law exist? What purpose does it serve?
Someone apparently,
other than for a senator to say, look at all the laws I passed.
Oh yeah.
I'm a great senator. You should reelect me.
That's probably basically it. Well, I mean, that's not for senators. That'd be like the state assembly.
Right.
But yeah, you're right.
Representative. Okay.
Well, representatives are for the state. Senators are for the state. They go to the federal government. But then there's the regional state senators and state assembly that are basically the same thing, just for the state. So, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But stupid. Yeah.
Why? I can't understand the purpose.
And there are tons of other laws that are legally on the books in every state, you know, dating back to the start of the, when that state was given statehood, that have no purpose, but exist. Weird U.S. state laws.
Anyway. Yeah, so that's our government. Oops. So yeah. Is it a blessing or is it a curse?
Like, here, how about this one?
It's effectively like a computer that was like, okay, you were good for the fuse bit, but now you've just given up on resource. You have no idea what else to do.
Yeah.
But you're ordered to continue making stuff.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. California.
You can't look left while taking a right foot step on the four corners of California.
Look, you can have as many frogs for as many frog jumping contests as you want. But if any of them die, you may not eat them. You can't eat. So in a frog jumping contest, if a frog dies, you cannot consume the frog. That is a law. In the state of California. Yeah. Here, what's something else? Florida. Did you ever think those beware of dog type signs have any actual legal function aside from keeping you from scavenging in scrapyards? No, you didn't. Turns out dog owners here are liable if the dog bites you unless they have a sign displaying that... saying to beware of dog on the premise.
That one at least makes sense.
It makes somewhat sense.
Because actually it's a law in Wisconsin that businesses and like public property must have lights on near entrances and stairways 24/7. So you can't turn off lights at all on stairs, because if someone was to break in and trip and break their neck, the property owners would be liable.
In Idaho, in the town of Rexburg, it is illegal to throw snowballs.
When did middle school have agreements on that?
It is illegal to throw a snowball in Rexburg, Idaho.
Fun.
No worries. I'm just going to get a patch of ice and just chuck it at my child.
Ice, that's fine. No snowballs. Oh, what else do we got here? Let's go down to Wisconsin. Virginia, West Virginia, Wisconsin.
Ohio. If one loses their exotic animal, they must notify the authorities within 1 hour.
In Wisconsin, you can face up to 6 months in jail for selling home-baked cookies. Yes.
I mean.
This state, West Virginia. If you profanely curse, swear, or get intoxicated in public, that lasts, you can be fined exactly $1.
here's one from Wisconsin. This one actually makes sense, at least. Margarine may not be substituted for butter in restaurants unless it is requested by the customer. Because we take our dairy seriously.
Yes. Here's some more. Alabama, it's illegal to wrestle bears. In Alaska, A moose may not be viewed from an airplane.
In South Carolina, a person must be 18 years old to play a pinball machine. Yikes.
In Arkansas, it is strictly prohibited to pronounce Arkansas incorrectly. Arkansas.
I can't believe that's actually, I'm not surprised. That's awesome.
In Colorado, one may not mutilate a rock.
I mean,
you can't mutilate rocks in Colorado.
So you mean there's no like masonry areas?
In Florida, I can believe this one as to why they actually had to put this on law. Having sexual relations with a porcupine is illegal.
Jesus Christ, that isn't already illegal?
The fact that they had to put that on law makes it so much more believable.
Oh, jeez.
Given Florida man.
I mean, in Nebraska, persons with an STD may not marry.
Ooh, that's actually, ooh.
Hmm.
Ooh.
That's a bit.
Something.
Minnesota, airplanes may not be landed in city parks.
In Iowa, ministers must obtain a permit to carry their liquor across state lines. Hitting a vending machine that stole your money is illegal in Kansas. Don't hit vending machines, kids. It's illegal.
What if I just kick it for no reason?
Illegal.
In Maryland, persons may not swear while on the highway.
Texas, wire cutters may not be carried in your pocket.
Oh, yeah.
Utah, alcohol may not be sold during an emergency.
In Indiana, no one may catch a fish with bare hands.
In Virginia, no animal may be hunted on Sunday with the exception of raccoons, which can be hunted until 2 a.m. In Wisconsin, margarine may not be substituted for butter.
Georgia, no one may carry an ice cream cone in their back pocket if it is Sunday.
Only if it's Sunday. Only if it's Saturday, you can do it.
Yep. That's according to this. In Connecticut, it's illegal for a barber to hum a tune while cutting your hair. In Alaska, this one actually makes sense because I read about this before, actually. In Alaska, moose may not be viewed from an airplane. So what it's trying to prevent is people flying around in the countryside looking for moose gatherings to hunt. Because moose are deathly endangered. But...
Here, let's see.
How did we get to doing this?
Good. Don't ask, don't tell.
Well, is there anything else you guys want to talk about?
In New York, slippers may not be worn after 10 p.m.
Let me see. What's another one?
Yep, here it is. Minnesota, a person may not cross state lines with a duck atop his head.
Oh, yeah. No, we really don't have much to talk about, no.
No, we don't.
Well, was that fun time talking about that touchy topic and then immediately into this random laws?
Yeah.
In Nevada, it is illegal to direct a camel onto the highway. Don't go directing your camels on highways, people.
Well, if there's nothing else to talk about, let's go ahead and cut it off then, shall we?
Sounds good to me.
Yes. Well, this has been the Tangent Management. I hope you guys enjoyed the little food for thought when it comes to the topic of gender, or at least what we think of it. And yeah, hope you enjoyed these random laws. Now you won't get busted for just doing something stupid.
Don't get busted for the stupid stuff.
Yeah. Make sure you people know that you were serious.
In Tennessee... In Tennessee, it's illegal to share your Netflix password.
Good to know.
That should be like a law for just pure Netflix.
So anyone, my Netflix password is...